Welcome to Six Stadium in Seattle, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Seattle Pilots. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Angel Bravo. Batting second. The right fielder, Tommy McGraw. Batting third. The left fielder, Carlos May. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Pete Ward. Batting fifth. The catcher, Don Pafletic. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Bill Melton. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Ron Hansen. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Bobby Knoop. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Joe Horlan. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Joe Horlan. For the Seattle Pilots. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Tommy Harper. Batting second. The first baseman, Mike Hegan. Batting third. The right fielder, Steve Hobley. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Wayne Comer. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Gus Gill. Batting sixth. The catcher, Jerry McNairtney. Batting seventh. The second baseman, John Donaldson. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Ray Oyler. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Gene Brabander. Pitching for the Seattle Pilots, Gene Brabander. And now, play ball. Angel Bravo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bravo hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tommy McGraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGraw hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Donaldson fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Pilots nothing. The Pilots will come to bat. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Mike Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Harper. The throw from Pafletic and he is safe. Harper steals second. Mike Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Steve Hobley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobley hits a fly ball into left field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wayne Comer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Comer strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Pilots nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Don Pafletic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pafletic strikes out. One out. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton takes first base on ball four. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Oyler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Melton moves to second. Two outs. Bobby Knoop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knoop hits a fly ball into right field. Hobley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Pilots nothing. The Pilots will come to bat. Gus Gill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gill hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jerry McNairtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNairtney hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Horland fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. John Donaldson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Donaldson hits a fly ball into center field. Bravo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ray Euler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes McNairtney. The throw from Pafletic and he is safe. McNairtney steals second. Ray Euler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Euler strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Pilots nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Joe Horland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horland hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Donaldson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Angel Bravo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bravo is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Bravo hits a fly ball into left field. Comer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0-for-1 in the game. McCraw is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Pilots nothing. The Pilots will come to bat. Gene Brabander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brabander strikes out. One out. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Harper hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Horland fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mike Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0-for-1 in the game. Hegan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Noop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Pilots nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. May takes first base on ball 4. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes May. The throw from McNairtney and he is out, Euler applying the tag. One out. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0-for-1 in the game. Ward hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, White Sox. Don Pafletic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pafletic is 0-for-1 in the game. Pafletic strikes out. Two outs. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Melton strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Pilots nothing. The Pilots will come to bat. Steve Hovley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hovley is 0-for-1 in the game. Hovley hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Horland fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Wayne Comer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Comer is 0-for-1 in the game. Comer takes first base on ball 4. Gus Gill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Comer moves to second. Gus Gill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gill is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Gill hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. May throws the ball into Melton who relays the ball to Noop who tags Gill trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Comer scores. Two outs. It's White Sox, 1, Pilots, 1. Jerry McNairtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNairtney is 0-for-1 in the game. McNairtney takes first base on ball 4. John Donaldson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Donaldson is 0-for-1 in the game. Donaldson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Ward scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Donaldson for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Pilots 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0-for-1 in the game. Hansen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gill fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bobby Knoop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knoop is 0-for-1 in the game. Knoop hits a ball on the ground towards short. Euler fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Joe Horlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horlin is 0-for-1 in the game. Horlin strikes out. Two outs. Angel Bravo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bravo is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Bravo hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Brabander fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Pilots 1. The Pilots will come to bat. Ray Euler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Euler is 0-for-1 in the game. Euler hits a fly ball into left field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gene Brabander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brabander is 0-for-1 in the game. Brabander is called out on strikes. Two outs. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Harper hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Pilots 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0-for-2 in the game. McCraw hits a fly ball into left field. Comer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. May takes first base on ball 4. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Ward hits a fly ball into center field. Harper settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Pafletic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pafletic is 0-for-2 in the game. Pafletic strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Pilots 1. The Pilots will come to bat. Mike Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0-for-2 in the game. Hegan hits a fly ball into left field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Steve Hovley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hovley is 0-for-2 in the game. Hovley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Wayne Comer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Comer is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Comer hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Gus Gill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gill is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Gill is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Pilots 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Melton strikes out. One out. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0 for 2 in the game. Hansen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gill fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bobby Knoop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knoop is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Knoop strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Pilots 1. The Pilots will come to bat. Jerry McNairtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNairtney is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, McNairtney hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. McCraw throws the ball into Hansen, who tags McNairtney trying to catch an extra base, for the out. One out. John Donaldson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Donaldson is 0 for 2 in the game. Donaldson hits a pop-up towards third. Melton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ray Euler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Euler is 0 for 2 in the game. Euler hits a fly ball into left field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Pilots 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Joe Horlan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horlan is 0 for 2 in the game. Horlan hits a pop-up towards short. Euler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Angel Bravo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bravo is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Bravo hits a fly ball into right field. Hovley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0 for 3 in the game. McCraw is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Pilots 1. The Pilots will come to bat. Gene Brabander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brabander is 0 for 2 in the game. Brabander hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Harper hits a pop-up towards first. Ward settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0 for 3 in the game. Hegan hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Steve Hovley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Hegan. The throw from Pafletic and he throws it away, into the outfield. Here's the throw to Pafletic, who tags Hegan out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Pilots 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and two walks. May hits a pop-up towards third. Gill settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Ward takes first base on ball 4. Ken Berry pinch runs for Pete Ward. Don Pafletic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pafletic is 0 for 3 in the game. Pafletic hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Berry moves to second. Luis Aparicio pinch runs for Don Pafletic. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Melton takes first base on ball 4. Berry moves to third. Aparicio moves to second. Gale Hopkins pinch hits for Ron Hansen. Gale Hopkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hopkins hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Berry scores. There goes Aparicio trying to get to home. Comer throws the ball into McNairtney, who tags Aparicio, who's trying to score from second, for the out. Melton moves to second. Two outs. It's 2-1, White Sox. Bobby Knoop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knoop is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Knoop is walked intentionally. Melton moves to third. Hopkins moves to second. Joe Horlan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horlan is 0-for-3 in the game. Horlan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Euler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Pilots 1. The Pilots will come to bat. Angel Bravo now playing right field. Tommy McCraw now playing first base. Ken Berry now playing center field. Luis Aparicio now playing shortstop. Steve Hovley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hovley is 0-for-3 in the game. Hovley hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Horlan fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Wayne Comer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Comer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Comer hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gus Gill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gill is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Gill hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knoop fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Jerry McNairtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNairtney is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. McNairtney hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of May. McNairtney reaches second base with a double. Gill goes all the way around to score. It's White Sox, 2, Pilots, 2. John Kennedy pinch runs for Jerry McNairtney. John Donaldson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Donaldson is 0-for-3 in the game. Donaldson is walked intentionally. Don Mincher pinch hits for Ray Euler. Wilbur Wood now pitching. Tommy Davis pinch hits for Don Mincher. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Kennedy scores. Donaldson moves to second. The game is over. The final score, Seattle Pilots, 3, and Chicago White Sox, 2. Goodbye from Six Stadium in Seattle.